Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Makes my job a lot easier, but still it's like playing a game of chicken with these criminals as they take over every facet of our society and every other major nation and loot the living daylights out of it. The FDA has come out and rejected a ban on bisphenol A, and so people nationwide are demanding that it be labeled. Companies are voluntarily labeling that their plastic is not the cancer-causing sterilant. So government is going to move, they're now announcing, as they've done with GMOs, to not let plastic be labeled. We're going to poison you, and we're not going to let you find out to make your own choice. Just like they've tried to take mercury out of the label of the vaccines, but keep it in there. Follow the money. BPA makers to gross $8 billion thanks to FDA rejecting ban. You will be fed toxic sterilants for men, breast cancer causing agents for women. We've got that report. Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. This has been going on for a long time. Peaceful anti-abortion activists. I have video of them having their arms broken by police. Now, it's torture in Abu Ghraib or in Dr. Mengele's dungeon. But it's not torture when the police do it. And again, government hiding it in plain view by changing the name to pain compliance is trying to sell torture. I've seen state courts rule tasering to make you answer questions is good. Well, you can't make somebody violate their Fifth Amendment. You certainly can't torture them and make them speak. This is this hiding tyranny in plain view. That's coming up. Also, Arizona passes sweeping Internet censorship bill, legislation to make it illegal to use offensive language online. It's basically an FCC-type deal at the state level. And again, don't let people protest abortions, ban cussing. When you take anybody's free speech, oh, I disagree with your speech against abortion. Okay, well, you're going to lose your speech now. You've got to support everybody's free speech or you lose the free speech. Continuing here, new powers to record every phone call and email make surveillance 60 million times worse. This has already been going on. They're just announcing in England what already is done here. Everything is already recorded. Everything is run through giant NSA hubs. Everything is put through these systems. And the public is now just being acclimated. Just 5 years ago, the media is like, it's crazy. We're not spying on you. None of this is going on. You can believe us. We care about you. We would never spy. That's illegal. To yes, we're spying on everybody. So that's coming up. Also, this report from last Friday got a lot of attention around the web and was linked for over the weekend on drudgereport.com. It's from Infowars.com. Climate change skeptics, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. Global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. And we've written past articles everywhere where it's not just her saying, you know, take people to re-education centers. They're saying arrest climate deniers. So these are authoritarians parading around who play this appeal to authority and say, I am your boss. I say you must believe what I say. And it's like Holocaust denial. That's what they say. You must be arrested for that. Well, you must be arrested for this. And now in Europe, if you criticize anything political, they arrest you. First, it starts with Holocaust and moves on to that. No free speech. And these people just sit there and say, look, I work for the government. I work for academia. I am your God. Believe what I say or off with your head or off to the gulag, off to the retraining center. These are total authoritarians masquerading as liberals. There's also big gun grabs happening. We'll let you know about that straight ahead.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's already the second day of April 2012. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am Alex Jones, your host on this Monday edition. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Let me tell you what is coming up today during this transmission. Your phone calls. I'm going to have wide open phones. Right now, I'm going, for the first time ever, to control myself. I've said this about 1,000 times, never been able to do it. Go through the basic stacks of news here to give you an idea of what's coming up. And then I'm going to go through different sectors of this throughout the broadcast today so we have time to properly cover it all. Let's just begin over here on my right-hand side. Man whose WMD lies led to 100,000 deaths in Iraq confesses all. Curveball, the Iraqi defector who supposedly caused us to go to war, admits it was all a lie. That is another lie, and the London Independent's biting into it. This is being aired on BBC television. Curveball came after the White House and Downing Street memos that we now have confirmed that they said we're going to fix intelligence with the Office of Special Plans and make up lies and go and find people who will basically lie for us. That is one article of probably 200. Let me go to the next one. Opposition says Syrian rebel fighters to get salaries. BBC, the peaceful protesters that have rocket launchers and have been attacking Syria and murdering people for a year and being called loving democracy activists are now to get public salaries funded by the U.S. government, your money, to overthrow the country and put al-Qaeda in charge, they've said on record, and kill the Christians. The groups that our government is funding are on record saying the first thing they're going to do is slaughter the Jews and Christians and Muslim minority groups there in the country, and Saudi Arabian government is funding it all as well, publicly. Continuing, nations pledge millions for Syrian opposition, a coalition of 70 partners, including the United States, pledged Sunday to send millions of dollars of communications equipment to Syria's opposition groups. They're just opposition groups, you know, that blow up police stations with bombs led by al-Qaeda. On record. But al-Qaeda's everywhere, and I've got to get my rights up or they're going to get me. Also coming up, I'm going to spend some time on the NFL, something I don't normally talk about, because they're talking about criminal charges for the bounty program that, by the way, is going on in most NFL teams forever. I mean, I wasn't even a good football player. Did play high school football and was in some games. And they put me on the field just because I would accidentally hurt people routinely. Just had the knack for hurting people. And the coaches would salivate over the fact that many times I would just hurt people. So that's going on. I just had a knack for it. Now it comes out they were paid to hurt people. And the very Justice Department that ships narcotics into the country, and the very Justice Department that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and the very FBI crime lab caught framing thousands, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the head of it, went public and blew the whistle, they're going to now be the good guys, I guess, and start indicting players who would get $10,000 if they hurt a star player like Brett Favre. I mean, and that's nothing to these guys making $10 million a year. It was just entertainment. I mean, that's what they've always, you're always trying to hurt the quarterback. I mean, you might as well just indict the entire NFL and its history. And Vince Lombardi, dig his body up, put it on display, and send the body of Vince Lombardi to federal prison. Because that's what you do in football, is hurt the quarterback, and anybody that says that isn't the case isn't living on planet Earth. Period. It's just so ridiculous. It's like that line from Apocalypse Now, which is based on some of the famous writings of people that have been in combat. Folks like Kurt Vonnegut made these points, and many others, that we court-martial pilots who write cuss words on the sides of their airplanes or discipline them. But then we have them drop firebombs on cities full of children. Again, it's this criminal government always running around acting like they're going after bad guys, arresting Willie Nelson for marijuana, trying to take Willie Nelson's house with the IRS, always targeting some high-profile person to get attention and scare people. It's about fear, mafia fear. The FBI and ATF barbecuing children at Waco. The CIA shipping narcotics in. All right. I'm trying to go through the news. I'm actually moving pretty quick here. I'm going to get into all of that today. I will cover it. And then I'm going to cover this little jewel right here. People thought that I posted a photograph of her that was not flattering, or that Paul Watson did. And you can go up to InfoWars.com and see her photo. This is one of the flattering ones. And I'm not going off how she looks, but that became the whole discussion. Now, the dazed control freak sneer like she's a demonic crocodile, that is important. But we can show folks maybe a document cam of this. Climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says Professor Global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. And this is standard operating procedure. This is what they say in the BBC and the London Telegraph and all over the news. Hundreds of them say, take people's children at birth to train them to protect the earth. Arrest anyone who disagrees with the government on this. Arrest Lord Monckton. Arrest anyone that says that there's not 100% consensus. Remember that hoax that there was 100% consensus and no one could say that men and mankind, anthropogenic global warming wasn't the case and that it was an imminent thing that would kill us by 2010, flooded cities. Al Gore said in 2000, polar bears can't swim, greatest land animal swimmer there is, showing cartoons to school children of drowned polar bears. Total lie, total hoax, and they say, arrest us. I mean, I had the head of the Zeitgeist movement on. I'm not attacking all the ideas of the Zeitgeist movement that they kicked off using my footage in their first film. I'm not attacking them, but I had the guy on the air, and I said, well, what if I won't go live in the big plastic city? What if I won't go along with what you're saying? What if I don't want to be part of this system and have a big computer run everything, which, of course, the globalist program? He goes, well, you'll just have to be reeducated. You'll be sent to a reeducation center. And then I reached out to him a few months ago to come on the show, and I said, look, I want to be friendly. I apologize if I yelled at you and stuff. I could have done that interview better. I really want to hear what you really think. And he said, fine, I'll come on, but here's my list of demands. And one of them was, I apologize for saying that he said I'd have to be sent to a reeducation center. And I remembered the interview like 5 years before, and I thought, let me go pull it up, or 4 years before. And I went and pulled the interview up, and sure enough, there the guy was saying that. I mean, that's the world of these people. Like, they say something, and it makes it so. You will apologize for saying I said something I said. And this woman says you're going to be locked up because they say you're mentally ill, like Stalin did people. I mean, these are such authoritarians. They're so dangerous. All over the world, they're inoculating children without parental consent. They're now doing it in California. Abortions without parental consent with 10-year-old girls. The government fights that you can't have a GMO label on a product to know that it's been spliced with other plants and animals or grows its own pesticide inside it so bugs won't eat it. This is amazing. EPA, FDA doesn't want you to know when there's bisphenol A in products and is blocking a ban of it. But at least people know what BPA is now. It is so over the top what we're facing. So coming up, new invasions by proxy of Syria, calling people with rocket launchers and plastic explosives peaceful protesters, and run by Al-Qaeda on record. It's on record Al-Qaeda's running it. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers who kidnapped America. People go, well, what do you mean? Al-Qaeda attacked us. What do you mean our government runs Al-Qaeda? No, no, no. The criminal element that runs our country runs Al-Qaeda. You heard Colonel Schaefer on a month ago say that Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, some argue number two, is an FBI asset. I mean, that's admitted, AP, Reuters, Fox, but just think about that. The guy on TV speaking for Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. And I'm supposed to not talk about 9/11 being an inside job. By inside job, inside criminal elements at the banker level, the New World Order level, wanted to take our liberties, wanted to set up a police state, wanted to federalize everything, wanted to bring in Agenda 21, and they did it. And they use Al-Qaeda everywhere. I'm not saying Al-Qaeda doesn't exist. I'm saying they're the bad guys. And they work for the New World Order. All right, we've got, when we come back, I'm getting into our top story. Our top story, straight ahead. They're coming for the guns. They've now openly announced it. Obama's coming for your guns.
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normally pretty milquetoast when it comes to defending the Second Amendment, loyal opposition of a sort at the top. They've gotten a little bit better over the last few years, thanks to Gun Owners of America pointing it out and some big fights on their board, but that's another issue. The NRA, National Rifle Association, came out a few months ago and said their internal analysis and lobbying sources show that Obama, and his memos say this as well, his promise to Handgun Policy Center, Violence Policy Center, all those different groups, Handgun Control Incorporated. Their analysis shows that he does plan to try to ban semi-autos from manufacture and sale, not just from manufacture. And, of course, you know they're buying 400 and something million hollow point bullets here, another 300 million other types of rounds there. Every federal agency and state agency are arming to the teeth against the public because it's not our government. It works for the global mafia, the mega banks that have seized the country. Does that mean the average person in those bureaucracies is bad? No. Just like the average German soldier was not a bad person. But who's on top? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, sworn to destroy this country's sovereignty, all on record shipping narcotics into the country and being above the law. Laundering the money, owning the aircraft, Bloomberg, AP, nobody gets in trouble. Wells Fargo, Wachovia. Government shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. In all the federal court rulings, narcotics trafficking. Their informants come in all the time and say, I was told to bring in these 10 tons. The government comes in and says, that's right, please drop the case. Of course, it's $500 billion a year in drugs coming in alone. Of course the big banks that run the country and run the military and run the FBI are running it. The only people they're allowed to bust are the small potato people. The people that happen to have routes to sneak it in that cuts in on the big mafia's money. That's it. When they bust your kid using illegal drugs, they send him to college, prison college, HIV, hepatitis, tuberculosis college. When they get out, they're covered with tats head to foot. They know how to be a good punk now and a good informant to go lie on good citizens and send them to prison. That's why we have the biggest prison population in the world. We have a mafia that runs America. I'm sorry I'm digressing from our top news here. I told you that it was coming. NRA has warned that Obama does plan this in his second administration, like he told Medvedev. He said, I can do whatever I want once I'm reelected. It doesn't matter because the guy running against him, who's the preeminent, you know, Republican or the heir apparent, the media is saying, Mitt Romney's been for victim disarmament and abortion. Obama administration exploits Trayvon Martin shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. From Florida to Minnesota, from Wisconsin to Texas, black youths are now mugging and beating up white people and Hispanics. And when it's in the news, you've got to fight to find out that they're racial attacks. Because, again, the system creates the myth of this wanton white-on-black crime wave. They create this giant myth that all of this is going on. Then people think, well, it's my right to go to the local fair or go to the local event and beat up anybody who isn't black. And then when it happens, it'll be buried in the news that police say that the youth appear to be black and that it's racially motivated. But it's buried in the articles that this is going on. And so why would the system do this? They want us at each other's throats big time. That's what all this is about. And as the depression gets worse and worse, the bankers don't want us aware of what they've done, unifying against their federal takeover force of the TSA, unifying against their internet censorship. No, they want domestic unrest. The last time the globalists manipulated this, with the media's help in the late 1960s, major cities burned, mainly black areas, destroying their own infrastructure. Well, the NAACP is begging people not to follow the media's hype on this. And it was used to pass the 68 Gun Control Act. When we come back, I'm going to break down this article by Paul Joseph Watson and, of course, yours truly, Alex Jones. We've got huge news on a bunch of other fronts as well. It is a news overload today, and I'm going to give the number out and take your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to give the number out here. Wide open telephones on any of the issues I've raised or any points you want to bring up. Just have your comment and your question ready, because I'm going to try to move the next person as quickly as possible. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here, again, are some of the headlines at InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul says GOP doesn't care about presidents who assassinate American citizens, says that Republicans are in a race to see who can butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution quicker. He said that on national television. We have that video up there on the site. Also, Obama administration exploits Trayvon shootings to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric, and they're openly saying they may try to now start restricting the Second Amendment. Supreme Court rules strip searches okay for minor offenses. Again, Supreme Court rules strip searches okay for minor offenses. Continuing, Arizona passes sweeping internet censorship bill. Massive report. Breaking at InfoWars.com. Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activist as domestic terrorist. Huge report. InfoWars.com. Another report by Mike Adams. He concurs with my analysis of the Hunger Games, a glimpse of our own future if the cancerous growth of government is not checked. Another report, environmental toxins may be causing mass cancer wave. And the $15 trillion party, an article by the Economic Collapse. All of that and more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're also going to premiere here on the radio a short report on Edward Bernays and another important report coming up today. So stay with us for that. Barack Obama on record told his cousin Odinga, a politician in Kenya, that he should stage riots back when Obama was a senator in Kenya to dispute an election between Muslims and Christians in that Muslim-Christian nation, predominantly Christian, so that they would give him a slot in government. Odinga did that, and they created the prime ministership for him. The left is not the left. The right is not the right. These are all facsimiles in a controlled debate. But what they've always had planned in this country is playing the population off against each other. Divide and conquer. Now, Biden has gone on CBS News, and we have clips of that and links to that in the article at InfoWars.com over the weekend. And he said previous to that on Friday as well. Now, two statements that they have to look at the self-defense right and repeal people having the right to defend themselves, which is repealing common law. In England, they arrest you if you defend yourself in your own house, even with a butcher knife. They energetically go after you because you've got to be taught to be a total jellyfish, because the instincts of the criminal government are to protect their criminal brethren on the ground, but more importantly, never send the message that you could fight back. Never send the message that you could stand up for yourself. You've seen the cases of, you know, one of the Beatles, wife broke a lamp over a guy in the house stabbing him, and the police almost arrested him for it. Or people have stabbed intruders and gone to jail in England, or been robbed three times and shoot them with a shotgun and go to jail. So that's what they're pushing now. And Obama has got all this civil unrest legislation in place all over the country. From New York to Minnesota, they're putting nighttime curfews in. In some areas of Arkansas, because of gang violence, they've got daytime curfews for adults as well and just set up checkpoints. They've declared a civil emergency. I've played those newscasts here. And that's what this is all about. I mean, every channel of TV hyping race, hyping attacks, hyping this. Whether Trayvon was in the right or the wrong, or Zimmerman was in the right or the wrong, you got black neighbors that said they saw Trayvon on top of Zimmerman. But the media hardly shows that. ABC News has an interview. NBC has one. I've seen it one time. The police, that's what they say is in the report, is that's why they didn't arrest him, was that Trayvon was attacking him. Neighbors say the guy's, you know, nose was bandaged and was bleeding. Zimmerman. None of that matters, okay? The point is the system has seized on this. And you've got the White House, MSNBC, the New Black Panther Party, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all hyping civil unrest and violence, getting everybody hyped up. But you got the NAACP leadership coming out and saying this is divisive, this is going to cause problems, this is going to cause all sorts of racial divisions. We do not need burning cities. And then I get these comments and emails and oh, ha, 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 Alex, you're just scared we're going to come get you in a race war and burn down your house. Listen, that is so childish and stupid. Whenever they have these riots, it burns down the neighborhoods and the businesses so that afterwards nobody comes in and rebuilds. And it destroys the economic viability. You know, I'm a pro-gun person, but where I live in the country, there's so much gunfire in the little ranchettes around me that it sounds like World War III. It's annoying to get up at 7 a.m. and like somebody's firing, sounds like 500 rounds of ammo, and then at noon it's happening. Just constant firing. I will assure you there won't be any rioting out where I live. I will assure you nobody's going to come there and racially do anything. Will whites get beat up going to the mall? Yes, they are right now. Every day the reports are pouring out. Media never says it's racial until it comes out in court later. Are whites being attacked at the fair? You bet. Old ladies, old men especially, I guess. If they weren't anti-black before, they are now. And so they're entering a new phase where it's not going to be whites all bleeding heart and whites all, I'm evil, tax me a whole bunch, take my rights, I want to prove I'm not racist. And now it's going to segue, if the globalists have their way, until a true divided country. The system doesn't want people at barbecues and football games getting along. They want, under the name of multiculturalism, to have everyone looking over their shoulder and thinking people don't like them. Thinking people are out to get them. And just like after the burning cities of the late 60s, they passed the 68 Gun Control Act, federalized stuff. That's what they're testing right now. They're thinking. I mean, it's 100% hyping violence, hyping race war, NBC editing tapes to make Zimmerman sound racist, caught, all of it. Just like the lacrosse team. They're so desperate to find some anti-white information in the control corporate media that they said that the whole lacrosse team, oh, white men raping a black woman, this is pure gold. So whenever there's black on white crime, the media will not report it. But whenever they can find somewhere, I mean, Zimmerman looks Hispanic, but they call him white. And then people go, but he looks like Hispanic. Okay, he's a white Hispanic. Because they want to make it white people. You see? Because that's the narrative. They want to get a white versus black clash going here. I mean, Obama, top estimates are about 9% African. Because his dad is part Arab, part white, and part African. If you believe that guy that looks nothing like him is his dad. I mean, Obama looks like he might be 10% African somewhere back there. The word is from Wayne Madsen's investigation and stuff is that really he's Caribbean. So he's got native background, Spanish background, black, you know, the whole nine yards. And that's exactly what Obama looks like. You know, handsome, good looking, Mediterranean, black, Hispanic, white mix. And the point is, are we going to call him a white black person? Zimmerman is a white Hispanic. Now, of course, the first month it was a white guy. It's like a white guy did something. Get him, beat him up. And I'm tired of it. I mean, the white people I know are so politically correct that if they're in a business situation, I've had these discussions where, well, they were asking me, you know, what lady I talked to, but the lady I talked to was black. Am I supposed to say it was the black lady? And then politically correct go, no, you weren't supposed to. But if it was a red-haired lady, you'd say a red-haired white lady or brunette with glasses. I was a black guy with a red baseball cap. Ah, you don't even say. I saw comments on a huge report we did for the Nightly News that then got posted to YouTube with Sheriff Arpaio and Zulo as top investigator and others on the fake birth certificate. Arpaio gets up and says at the press conference there's been a blackout on this information. And half the discussion was, see, he's racist. Blackout is code for black people. No, a blackout has always meant a blackout, like turn the lights out when bombers come to bomb your city so nobody sees where they can bomb, or blacking things out, like the FBI blacked out the text of the document. That's what a blackout means. Blacking it out. Blackballed. Blacklisted. You know, if they said you were communist in Hollywood, nothing to do with black people. And then there's all the, well, don't call them black people, call them African Americans. And black folks are like, no, call us black. It's like Russell Means, you know, Native American leader. I'm like, Native American. He goes, please just call me an Indian. I don't like the political correctness. Again, it's this patronizing liberal destruction of language where they control the language and where our PIO can't even say our findings that this birth certificate's fake has been blacked out and he's a racist. I mean, again, that's the segue into you don't believe global warming is happening or that it's man-made. They're saying all over the news, arrest people. In fact, they're moving to do it in Europe. I saw a BBC article where they have undercover police in restaurants where if they hear you call someone homosexual, if you use the scientific term, or say black, you are arrested. I'm not kidding. You can pull that up. Robin Page, BBC reporter, said we deserve the same rights in rural areas as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said the word homosexual was hateful and arrested him. I had him on. And the news was like, good, he's been arrested. He said the word. And that's so some weirdo like this professor and all these other professors, climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says professor, global warming alarmist equates climate denial with racism. You see, nothing to do with race. When I criticize Obama for the NDAA, they say, you're not, the media comes and says, you're not really a racist, are you? No, I don't want to be secretly arrested. The system didn't put Obama in there to bring racial unity. The system wants divide and conquer. That's my point. I want everybody, no matter what race, color, creed they are, to have a good life and a good future and to live in harmony and peace. And as we go into this depression, as the system moves us towards civil unrest that they know is going to happen from this depression, they want to shift it into racial conflict so the government can be the referee. Listen to me carefully, because this is the heart of all of it. They don't want the civil unrest to be about the government or police brutality or corruption. Whether it's good or bad, and I say it's bad when a cop shoots a black guy in handcuffs in the back and doesn't get in trouble. They don't hype that up. But when they got a case of a, quote, white guy where they can pull everybody against each other, then the media hypes it. It's about getting us all fighting so the system can play referee and then bring in even more political correctness where they sit up there like the gods and say, you're a racist. You know, when I had History Channel here, multiple times, Discovery Channel, Nightline, MSNBC, it's always the same. I'll be talking about 9/11 being an inside job or government drug dealing, and they'll look at me and they'll say, you're not racist, are you? And I'm like, now I'm supposed to say, no, I don't beat my wife. Or no, I don't, kidnap people. It's like saying, you're not a drug dealer, are you? And then they say, well, talking about big banks, you're not anti-Semitic, are you? And I explained to the last group that was here, I said, you injecting that is what's backfired now on the system. And now everybody is becoming anti-Semitic, a lot of people are, because you have any opinion on anything, the system uses that because it's a thing to hammer people down. It's something that's, oh, no, I'm not that. And now it's used against everybody. They say that it's anti-Semitic to not believe man-made global warming. They actually say it. It has nothing to do with reality. It's political correctness as a weapon. Obama administration exploits Trayvon shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. Establishment is creating the myth of white-on-black violence to take everyone's rights. The Obama administration is supporting, and its supporters, and the establishment media are engaging in a transparent effort to whip up racial tension over the Trayvon Martin shooting in a bid to chill Second Amendment rights and polarize the American people as part of an election stunt. In doing so, they're manufacturing a race-baiting myth that threatens to cause genuine racial unrest. It's already happening. The evil whites are getting what they deserve, so I'm told. The notion that white-on-black hate crimes are a problem of epidemic proportion, when in reality, federal crime statistics prove the opposite is true. Despite a witness telling Sanford police that he saw Martin attacking George Zimmerman, a black witness, before the fatal shot was fired, clearly suggesting Zimmerman was acting in self-defense, the administration has exploited the tragedy to create momentum for the right to self-defense to be abolished altogether. During a CBS News interview, which aired yesterday, Vice President Biden said the incident would reopen debate on the Stand Your Ground self-defense law, which also flagrantly lied about the Second Amendment. He went on to lie about it. And he went on, I'm going to come back and tell you about this and then go to your phone calls. But the point is, this is the reelection bid of Obama. This is it. And Media Matters and George Soros is divide and conquer, get us all fighting with each other, and then government will play the part of referee by coming in and taking everybody's liberties and freedoms and restricting the Second Amendment. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Starting today, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on a Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale starts today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Said we've got to have the media brainwash the public against individuals owning firearms. And he has said in public letters he believes in the abolition of the individual right to keep and bear arms, which is the declaration of war against our country and our republic. For far too long, the system has used political correctness to make us all bow down and worship the public criminals that run our lives. I mean, all the Corzine memos are public, that he gave the order to steal the money. Nothing's happened to him 6 months in. Or 5.5 months in, if you want to get technical. Here's the Chicago Tribune. We were reporting on this last week. I've got to say, we're now driving the news. When government comes out with bioethicist groups and says kill babies up to age 3, we force the mainstream media to cover it. We report first. We reported first last week that the government threw out the GMO labels. They got over 1 million confirmed signatures. The government threw out 70% of them and just said they only received 300 and something thousand to demand GMO labeling on all food. Again, the system is trying to block you at every single front from you being able to make your own decision. The government just blocked BPA ban. Most other countries, since we've been exposing it in the last decade and others, have taken the BPA out. Causes cancer, sterility, is deadly. Just from our own sewage that gets into lakes and streams, it's killing the fish and making them sterile. Frogs, you name it. But the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, doesn't want you to be able to not be exposed to it. There's your criminal government. You know, instead of blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians all looking over each shoulders, you know, at each other and all paranoid because the media teaches us that we all hate each other. But the media is there to be the referee, though, and make sure we're all good boys and girls. How about we say, hey, we want labeling of what has cross-species GMO in it. We want to know if plants grow their own pesticide so bugs won't eat it and then you feed it to us. That's the main thing causing all this liver failure on record in all the rodent studies. We want the BPA out. It's actually hurting all of us. But see, it doesn't hurt you in a humiliating way like a couple white guys beating some poor gay person to death, which they make a cause celeb, or some poor black guy getting shot, whatever the case is, that makes a cause celeb. No, it's just cancer rates thousands of percentile off the chart. A general death, a general curse. You see, we have to set the agenda, and more we are. That's why there's all this internet censorship coming. We got big news on that front coming up in a moment, extremely unconstitutional out of Arizona. I'm going to get into the whole NFL situation, but Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, they've all said they plan to try to completely ban semi-autos in the next administration. The NRA has put out a warning saying that they, quote, do plan to ban types of firearms in the next administration. Eric Holder has been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and perjuring himself. So we'd be crazy not to know this is coming. And now Biden's saying, oh, yeah, we're going to bring up gun control now over Trayvon Martin. So now it'll be some racial right. Now owning guns is going to be racist. Just like if you don't think man-made global warming's real, you're racist. You're like, but that doesn't make any sense. It isn't supposed to.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.